This is Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. The Illinois General Assembly's nonpartisan budget research group published an economic forecast for the state of Illinois. It was prepared by Moody's Analytics for the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability. The report begins, "Illinois is one of the Midwest's weakest links, reflecting both soft job creation and the state's descent into fiscal quicksand." Joining us to talk about the report is Edward H. Boss, Jr., the Commission's chief economist. Ed Boss, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This report is pretty dispiriting. How worried should we, the people of Illinois, be?
Well, it is discouraging, but then again, I don't think it's all that shocking either. We have been, for years, lagging behind the nation as a whole, and particularly in the Midwest. As dismal as it appears, I think it's fairly balanced, and I don't think it's biased one way or another.
What jumps out at you is the sort of most interesting or worrying, perhaps, top-line statement from this report?
I think the most is that, you know, the poor credit rating, the uncertainty that investors and businesses find in Illinois' financial condition. The fact that while the cost of doing business, while it had improved somewhat when we had the expiration of the income tax increase, certainly that's going to evolve and probably get worse again, so that the cost of doing business. I think one of the most interesting things is, of course, Illinois is an aging state. We've got a lot of people moving to Florida and Texas, et cetera, but we're losing a tremendous amount to Indiana, Wisconsin, and other neighboring states. And this is, what, the fourth year in a row we've had more out-migration from the state than in-migration.
Speaking of that idea that Illinois is an aging state and we're also losing population, this is one of the things the report talks about is how the employment situation here is lagging not just the country but also the Midwest. There are a number of reasons. Can you talk about why Illinois has suffered in that regard?
Well, one of the reasons is we're a little heavier in manufacturing than the nation as a whole, and that has been our weakest sector. In fact, Illinois started to do okay together with the Midwest when the recovery began at the middle of 2009, and we reached a peak by September 2010, but then we sort of flattened out, and now we're losing jobs again. In fact, we're now as low as we were in September of 2010. So that's been a very, very weak sector of the economy, and it's hit the state unevenly. Chicago, Lake County, et cetera, are doing better, but you get down to downstate and some of the heavy manufacturing areas, they're really suffering.
This is the idea that Chicago has more service sector jobs, finance, lawyers, that sort of thing, versus the Caterpillar plant. Yeah. One of the things we've look at in these reports are, you know, people can look at them. If you are of the mind that Illinois' business climate is the number one problem in the state and you need to change workers' comp or reduce regulation, deal with property taxes, that sort of thing, you're going to find something you can look at and latch onto in this report. If you're of the mind that the state needs to get its fiscal house in order, you're also going to find something that you can latch on into in this report. How does this report have the potential to affect the state budget impasse that has been defined by that debate between budget first versus doing things for the state's businesses first?
Well, when you get into the budget itself, it's Jim Mishinsky, who's our chief revenue analyst, did a great piece of that in our monthly revenue report on our webline, and he said it looks very much like we're entering recessionary periods when it comes to budget. He's not blaming it on any one particular factor. It's just a combination of how we're doing, which is not well at all.
And that suggests that even if Illinois were to change its fiscal situation, either by massive spending cuts or a tax increase or some combination thereof, it could still not necessarily be enough to put the state back on a strong footing if the economy takes a nosedive.
I think that's true. I think even though the forecast that Moody's gives is for some improvement next year, it's not much. It's still a pretty dismal picture.
Is there anything to look at in this report that's, you know, a reason to get out of bed tomorrow morning and tackle the day here in Illinois?
Yeah, it's called hope.
Well, what do you see in here that might suggest a hope or optimism?
Well, I think that Illinois has some strong points. It's got strong educational, it's got institutions, it still sort of the hub for transportation. It's got a good workforce, highly educated. We're bringing in some of the high-tech people that are moving in. So there's that, and I think also there is, I don't want to get into politics, but there is the prospect that we might start doing, at least slow the loss of manufacturing jobs.
And possibly also at the same time get our fiscal house somewhat more in order.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Is it possible to say which, or does Moody's say which is the bigger drag on Illinois right now, the state budgetary uncertainty or the problems it identifies with the business climate?
They don't really do in a proportion of which is worse than this, but they pretty much across the board, at least particularly in the near term, is divided among several weakening. But I do think, you know, there's a limit to even how much you can tax with fewer and fewer people living in the state. I don't know. It's just, you know, Chicago's doing well. Conventions are doing well. There's a lot of building going on, but we're sort of like, that's unfortunately not happening throughout the state.
All right. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you about this report that stands out that I should have?
No, I think your initial analysis is that it's a pretty dismal report, but I don't think anything in it is surprising. I think most people know the financial condition we've been in for the last few years, and most people know that we've got the worst credit rating in the nation, and that causes some uncertainties and rethinking on business wanting to be here. So, no, I think it's pretty well got the high points.
Well, Ed Boss, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Edward Boss is chief economist for the Illinois General Assembly's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability. I'm Brian Mackey.